This teaching tactic provides an injection of creativity and student engagement that contributes to job satisfaction and reduces the risk of burnout. Welcome back to Teacher Tales, where we follow one teacher fighting her way through career burnout to find work-life balance and educational bliss, if it still exists. On this episode of Teacher Tales, we follow Tegan as she integrates the scary world of public speaking into her classroom. One of the biggest fears known to man will turn your classroom into one of creativity and engagement. But first, another tale from your favorite teacher. Tegan Raines, an experienced high school teacher, embarked on a mission to empower her students with the invaluable skill of public speaking. Recognizing the significance of this skill in their academic and personal development, she implemented various strategies to cultivate effective communicators within her classroom. Tegan initiated a series of speech workshops and training sessions, transforming her classroom into a haven for budding orators. During these sessions, she emphasized the practical aspects of public speaking. Articulation and projection are important, but Tegan knew that the key was confidence. Offering constructive feedback ensured her students felt supported on their journey to mastering public speaking. Through these workshops, Tegan encouraged her students to step out of their comfort zones, equipping them with the tools needed to express themselves eloquently. As her students gained confidence, they started to view public speaking not as a daunting task, but as an exciting opportunity for self-expression. To further amplify her students' public speaking prowess, Tegan organized engaging competitions within the school. These events became platforms for students to showcase their evolving skills. Tegan believed that the competitive aspect added an element of excitement and motivation, propelling her students to strive for excellence in their public speaking endeavors. So, the competitions fostered this sense of camaraderie. How can you, as a teacher, create a healthy, competitive learning environment that allows students to push each other to get better? Tegan integrated public speaking exercises into the curriculum across various subjects and projects. Students had regular opportunities to articulate their thoughts and findings, regularly showing an enriched understanding of the subjects they study. The continuous integration of public speaking exercises not only strengthened their communication skills in her class, but also instilled a sense of confidence that transcended her classroom and into other classrooms and subject areas as she had hoped. Tegan's commitment to fostering public speaking skills became a cornerstone of her teaching philosophy. By providing her students with the tools, opportunities, and encouragement they needed, she not only equipped them for academic success, but also prepared them for a future where effective communication would be a powerful asset. Through this journey, Tegan's classroom became a vibrant space where each student discovered their voice and learned to wield it with confidence and conviction. Well, that story hits close to home because I, if you haven't figured it out by now, am a public speaking teacher. Officially, communications, professional communications is the name of the course that I teach. Also known as speech class. Many have taken it throughout high school and college. But public speaking is not just something that shows you how to speak in front of people, right? It kind of builds this framework, at least how I teach it in my class, where we start with an outline, right? A beginning, a middle, an end, just like with writing a story. And it teaches you to be able to, I guess, build what you want to say before you say it. So whenever I was implementing this in for Tegan, it was very important that the framework was there. And it's not just about the speaking part and not just how it helped in her classroom, but being able to public speak, right? To becoming an orator, so to speak. When you're able to do that, it transcends just one classroom. Because being able to present your information is very important across all industries, across all classrooms. Being able to thoughtfully and eloquently explain yourself, lay out your ideas and your reasoning with great rhetoric is very valuable in getting people to follow you as a leader, as well as being able to legitimize yourself in the eyes of your peers through the manner in which you present your ideas. So public speaking is not just about, hey, can you get up and talk in front of people? But what is your process of your opening, right? How do you start your presentation? Are you starting it with a joke or a quote? What emotion are you getting people to experience, right? Ethos, pathos, logos. All of these things are very important to whenever you want to talk about some ideas, especially with larger groups of people. Now, how does this translate to the classroom? Well, Tegan's efforts to enhance her students' public speaking skills aligns with the prevention of teacher burnout, because now we are, adding some flavor to the game, right? There's always this traditional sense of the teacher gets up, they talk, and the students take notes. There's a quiz, there's an assignment, there's homework, and then there's a test. And then we do it all over again for the next unit. And doing something with public speaking now hands the reins to the students, where they're able to now add some dynamism to the class, where you're not just getting the same thing all the time. So Tegan not only reignites her own passion for teaching by adding the public speaking element, but she also prevents the monotony that can contribute to burnout. Because a lot of times it's like, oh, this is so boring. It's the same junk over and over. Then if you only teach one class, it's the same thing over and over all day. Then that 9 weeks ends and that semester ends and you're doing it all over again. So when you have these elements of public speaking, now you don't know what's going to come from the students, because their experiences will be integrated into the public speaking that they have and what they start to put together in these speeches, no matter what the subject matter is. It helps to obviously have the workshops like Tegan talked about and create these competitions, which is something that I hope to be able to do. I don't necessarily know how to create the competitive part first, but that would be great to where it's not just about grades, but now it's how can we be better, or how can we make each other better? And so that can help, you know, so introducing that variety makes the teaching experience more fulfilling, not just for the teacher, but the student as well, because you have to be able to know your information well in order to be able to first even think about presenting it. But the presentation part is the next thing, where you have to practice being able to speak with great volume, being able to slow down and use those pauses instead of the filler words like, like, now I'm saying, I mean, you already know, all of these different sayings and phrases. We insert those when we don't know what we're going to say next and we need a little bit more time. That's when those things start to come out. But if you are prepared, much like I am when I'm doing these little soliloquies at the end, you have less filler and you have more substance. So now Tegan's approach to integrating public speaking into the curriculum demonstrates effective time management, right? So rather than viewing public speaking as an isolated activity, she incorporates it into various subjects and projects. So yeah, we may be talking about the Roman Empire, but instead of taking a quiz or a test, now we can do things like Socratic seminars where everybody is speaking. And now we have to really think about the information that we know and then talk about it. This strategic integration not only optimizes classroom time, but also allows for us as teachers to address multiple educational goals at the same time. So we incorporate public speaking into our existing curriculum, right? We're not starting something new, but how can we just integrate some of this public speaking stuff into what we already teach? We ensure that time spent on these same activities are more purposeful and align with a broader learning objectives. So now we can do more cross-curriculum type of integration when we have the public speaking, and now we're using all of the stuff that we've learned to be able to make our point the best way we can. Now, the last thing is Tegan's commitment to innovative teaching methods, like public speaking, the workshops, and the competitions, plays a crucial role in maintaining a healthy work-life balance. Like I talked about before, you're getting out of the monotony. But also, instead of relying solely on traditional approaches, teacher talks, take notes, or read from a PowerPoint, take notes, quiz, or test, we can now introduce elements that really invigorate our teaching experience. And I'm speaking from firsthand experience, because sometimes these students will get up in front of you and they will start talking about anything, really, depending on what you allow them to speak about. They can really surprise you with their ideas and how innovative they can be with the different topics and the ways that they connect their experience to the learning, and then voice those experiences and how they relate to the learning to the rest of the class. So integrating this public speaking aspect really just opens up the door for creativity and you as a teacher being able to really sit back and just kind of use a rubric and grade these kids right away instead of having to take tests home and take papers home that you have to read over and over. And oh man, my hat goes off to every English teacher, because the time that it takes to read these essays is insane. I did it for one semester, and I just knew after that I was not an English teacher. So by integrating public speaking into the curriculum, you can avoid overburdening yourself with additional tasks and allowing for a more balanced professional and personal life, right? That's the reason why you're here. So the strategic inclusion of public speaking becomes a tool, not only for enhancing education, but also preserving the teacher's well-being. And that is just as important, maybe even more important than the curriculum, because we have to take care of ourselves. So it's important that we start to learn these different ways that we can do it. So one more time for your mind. Let's recap. We can prevent teacher burnout by integrating public speaking so that we can allow our passion and their passion, the students, to be ignited. This also saves time because now we're able to dedicate our resources to more than just the monotonous everyday tests and essays. And lastly, this promotes great work-life balance because we can preserve our well-being as teachers through more dynamic classroom learning and less work on us. So, with that being said, that is our episode for today. I'll have someone else, another teacher, Ms. Ardwan, will be on this week, and we will discuss her life and journey as a teacher. But until next time, keep teaching, keep learning, and I will see you you all on the next journey.